item nine, we'll just finish Holloway up, and then we'll go back to item seven.
Okay, again, this is Fay R. Holloway, Jr., on application 2012-017. This request is for up to 21 acres of planting ground in the Piankatank River near the Twig Ferry Road Bridge, which is the Route 3 bridge in Middlesex County. The bridge actually straddles the application, so there's a crossing on both sides of the bridge. I'll explain that a little bit in detail in a minute. This application is protested by two adjacent Orster Grant, well, I believe, yeah, the Orster leaseholders have riparian leases, and one of these protestants is actually the same as the previous, Ms. Walton. I believe both of the protestants also own property right inshore of this application, which you'll see on the map. We moved a little further south than where we were. We were up off the map to the northwest here, up towards Berkeley Island. Again, this is a different application, but the Holloway application is basically here. This is Route 3 Bridge. This is with the aerial, beach and aerial underneath. I believe that the two protestants own property in this location and do have private piers here that extend out into their riparians, but do not extend past this common line between these leases and the application area. We also received this application in January of this year, and again we asked the applicant to fill out the Orster questionnaire, and he again indicated that he would be using traditional methods of shelling and harvesting oysters or planting spatter seed on the bottom. Again, in this area there are other leases in the general area. The application was advertised as required by the code once a week for 4 weeks, beginning in February of this year. We did receive a letter in March from Ms. Carolyn A. Walton, which included her comments that the proposed application would be near ground rented by Mr. Earl Soles. Well, that was actually incorrect. Prior to this application being received, there was a lease here that encompassed this area in the name of Mr. Soles, but that ground was given up, which is why it was available for application by Mr. Holloway. And this is the old plat, even though it has a different name. It was transferred a number of times over the years. But the last leaseholder of this parcel was Mr. Soles, but that lease is no longer active. Ms. Walton also questioned whether on-bottom aquaculture would be used at this site and what potential impact that might have to ingress and egress from their pier, which was along the north shoreline, just north of the applied for area. We also received a second letter dated February 28th of this year from another landowner, Ms. Mildred Shackelford, also north of the area, with the same concerns about on-bottom aquaculture and also an additional concern of dredge boats possibly impeding navigation to her pier as well. We did survey the application. This is the proposed plat of the parcel in front of the Shackelford and Walton properties. This is the other parcel, which I'll show you the plat in that moment. The bridge splits it with the bridge right away. The combined acreage is still at or below the application acreage when you combine the two areas together. So we have an 8.7 acre lease to the west and an 11.02 proposed lease to the east of the bridge on this side. We did evaluate the water depths at the interface of this application area and the adjoining riparian leases, which would be this area right here. And we believe that the water depth is deep enough that even if Mr. Holloway was to do cage aquaculture on the bottom, no more than 12 inches, that it should not have any adverse impact on navigation back and forth to the piers. Depth in that area is 6 to 7 feet low water. Least. And also pursuant to our regulations, any on-bottom aquaculture cages cannot be placed in a manner that would impede navigation by regulation. So if there were any issue with
access to these piers, we have the authority to make the leasehold remove the cages to a different location.
Accordingly, after evaluating this lease application and the concerns of the protestants, and after considering all the factors in the Code of Virginia 28.2603 through 608 related to the leasing of oyster ground, we do recommend approval as surveyed of both parcels containing 0.7 acres to the west and 11.02 acres to the east, respectively. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you. Mr. Holloway, you want to say anything further? No?
No, like I say, it's all going to be traditional. I'm not going to put the cages. I'm willing to work with these people. They just seem to willing to be going the other way, you know, the landowners. One of the landowners there doesn't even live there. She lives in Urbana. Her house is for sale. So, but we can all work together. It'll be fine.
Thank you. Any questions? Anyone here to speak in opposition to the application? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Plummer?
I've moved to approve as recommended.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Application is approved.